Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry. Only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Taysom Hill, I play some of him. You can listen to what he was saying about how they're using him differently, like he's never been used before, because they're getting him ready for, and we talked about this weeks ago before, you know, because you look at their system and they need certain players to activate and do that. Well, you have what the 49ers did with CJ, Christian McCaffrey, run CMC or whatever you want to call it. But that guy, who do you have for him? All purpose. That's Alvin Kamara. We can use that. When you talk about a guy like Kyle Juszczyk, who's our Kyle Juszczyk? Is it Xander Horvath, who's a guy they picked up, a versatile fullback type guy? You can give him the ball. Or is it Taysom Hill? It's Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill can do a lot of the same things that Juszczyk can do. And I think that if trained properly, he can probably do a little bit better, because he's more athletic than Juszczyk. He's strong, and you can split him out as a wide receiver. He is something dangerous if you know how to use him properly. And like the Saints were using him over the last couple of years in that predictable RPO package where he barely threw the ball. He had like 11 attempts or something like that. What, 8 of 16 or 8 of what? Some stupidness the whole year. And everybody knew when he was out there, he was going to run the ball. No, but this is different. You get Taysom Hill to the second level of the defense where he's running up, running against defensive backs on angles. Dude, this could be something else if they can implement it properly. But let's listen to Clint Kubiak. Here we go.
The assimilation going in, the learning process and the teaching.
It's been good. You know, 2 practices in, guys have a lot to learn, you know, mainly just how to practice and how to stay up. But we've been really pleased with it thus far.
What are you seeing, I guess, from yourself being in this role and position with a new organization?
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really rewarding to work with really good people, starting with Coach Allen. And, we got some really good coaches on our offensive staff. So we're gelling together as a staff, as well as getting our players better.
Clint, when you're working with a lot of veteran players on understanding a new playbook, new system, guys who've maybe been in a system for a long time, what's kind of like your thing where you're trying to, like, what's your big thing that you want these guys to take away from the early part of this?
This time of year, it's all teaching, installation and trying to slow it down, starting from scratch and not assuming anything, just trying to be really good at the details and just understanding, like you said, there's first-year guys, rookies, and we got 13-year veterans. So we're going to keep it simple initially and just make sure we're as detailed.
Clint, do you envision utilizing Alvin Kamara very similar to McCaffrey?
Yeah, I think it'll be really fun to work with Alvin. He's got a great skill set that we can do a lot of things with. So I think it's just up to us as coaches identifying those things and him putting in the work.
things with the Sean Payton offense that we've seen for a long time here is like kind of famous for those really long play calls. Like, how would you describe the verbiage of your offense? What do you try to do?
Yeah. Well, I can't speak for that for Coach. You know, I would say that we're a West Coast offense for whatever that means to everybody. You know, we're going to be probably as wordy as the quarterback can handle, and I think our quarterback is a very smart player. He can handle a lot. I think, you know, we're going to challenge him early this time of year in the off season, and him and his teammates, and see what they can handle.
Why did you feel like New Orleans was the right place for the next step in your career?
I think it just came down to the people that you're working with. Coach Allen gave me an opportunity, and Mickey Loomis, you know, getting to work with guys that I've worked with before and been in the fire with, like Rick Dennison and Andrew Janoco, and some new coaches that I'm learning that I'm really impressed with. So it all comes down to the people. It's a hard job with long hours, so you got to be around people that you respect and have your back, and we have that here.
Yeah, Clint, how much does it help that you do have a veteran quarterback that you can, you know, that can handle the verbiage? Because obviously you want to accelerate the process as much as you can.
Oh, it helps tremendously. And Derek he's had a...
You did, Phillip. He was there. Good eye, bro. You caught it. I seen him back there because the camera pan. He was there. You seen him. He was there.
Really good offseason thus far. He's putting in the work. He's here after hours. Just really studies his tail off. And then his teammates see how hard he works, and he brings their level of play up as well.
If there were a couple things that you would say define your kind of like philosophy, like what would a couple of those things be?
You know, we're just stressing the players this time of year to be smart, tough, and dependable. And regardless of the scheme and what that brings, you know, if we can just start with that, we'll be in good shape come training camp as we keep working.
I think, and one of the things we talked about, and he hadn't said it here, but this is something I've heard him say a couple of times prior to him coming to New Orleans, was he talked about stressing the players. And what he was saying in prior interviews was that he likes to run high stress practices, and his thought process for running high stress practices where he throws a bunch of stuff at them and kind of tries to stress them out is he believes that if you can handle that type of stress during practice, then it should be that much smoother for you when the game hits, that you will be able to kind of smooth out things, which is a very interesting concept. Very interesting concept. As opposed to practices being smooth and this type of stuff. That's a very different concept altogether. We'd love to see how that works out, man. We'd love to see high stress practices.
Well, I think, you know, our scouting department did a great job of, identifying all the players that we've drafted, but we like a lot of things about Spencer, but the things that take no talent, you know, and to me, that is his attention to detail really stuck out. You know, his effort, his drive to be better. You know, to me, that doesn't take a whole lot of talent. It's something that's inside, and he has that in spades.
How has that looked already?
Yeah, it's 2 days into it. It's two practices into it. He has been excellent, as well as Kellen Mond in the meeting room. So it's been a positive start.
How about Taliese Fuaga? He seemed like, of all the offensive tackles you guys were scouting in round one, had done the most wide zone run blocking. I mean, does he feel like a good fit for this offense in particular?
Yeah, we definitely think so. We love the person. We love his work ethic, and we love the type of teammate that he was at Oregon State. So amongst all the skills that made him a first-round draft pick, it's really the intangibles that he brings that we're really looking forward to.
And I know Coach said you guys are going to look at him at left tackle because you've seen him at right tackle. What about him makes you think he could possibly be good at either position?
Oh, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, we identified that early, just how athletic he is, how mean he is, you know, in a good way. And we definitely wanted to see what he looks like at left for this camp.
How do you think so far he's handled the mental load of doing that, switching positions, in addition to everything else the rookies are kind of learning now?
Yeah, well, one of the huge reasons we drafted him was his intelligence, you know. And he's been, just like all the other guys, putting in a lot of work. He came out and definitely has not disappointed. But, again, it's 2 days into it, and we're not going to crown anybody or go the other way on the first 2 days, but we are happy with what we got thus far.
How has Bub looked to you in the first 2 days?
Yeah, Bub is the same way. You know, he brings a lot of positive energy. He got a big smile on his face. He really likes football, which is important because we're here long hours, and you got to love it in order to be a great player. So he's had a good first step.
It's interesting, man, comment by Will. Will says, I like how DeMario basically called out Alvin Kamara for not being here. Remember, AK was talking about culture last year. And like I said, fam, remember there was the quote fractured, end quote, players, non-existent fractured players that were talking. Elvin was one of those guys. He didn't like what was going on. And like I said, like we heard media people, I'm not going to say who it is, Fozzie A. Bear. Get it? Fozzie A. Bear? Fozzie? Anyway, the interesting part about the philosophy is, like with the support base, people are, and players too, want to see what this looks like. People wants to be, you know, they want to be proven, you know, they want to be able to get there and do what they got to do. But it's certain, like I said, certain people who are playing it back. You know, Demario Davis, you know, didn't talk like Cam. You know, Cam was talking, Demario was talking. I mean, not Demario, Cam was mentioning it, Elvin was talking. Lattimore didn't like what was going on. And my philosophy is, I think it's good when players, and those some of our best players, are upset about losing. I think that's good. I would rather have upset players that's upset about losing and lack of leadership going around in the team than players that are complacent that's playing for a check. I'd rather have my players upset. Why? Because during the season, we're upset. We're upset about this level of play. We didn't like it at all. And all we were hearing about, well, this, that, and the third. I don't want to hear that. Change something. Do something. And they didn't do that. Not offensively speaking. You know, so, I mean, like I said, still, it's not all good yet. Like, we do like a lot of the things that we are hearing from the new people coming in, which means we'll give them an opportunity. We'll give them a chance to see what they can do. But it'll be cautious optimism. You see what I'm saying? And we'll be like, oh, okay, we're not going to jump off the boat and be, you know, and throw everything to you because off the last couple of years, man, we just been, you rope-a-doped us, man. So you can have to earn a lot of that back. And like I said, I don't like what the guy said about Lattimore either. I did a whole stream on it, just literally, you know, pick it apart. That was really hateful. But that's what people that protect the team do. They will spin all kind of narratives. They'll weave a lie to protect people, the decision makers. They'll put all the blame on the players. They'll put all the blame on the players and none where it belongs. And that's what we're here for. We're here to smack that down and say, you're not going to do that, stupid. You're not going to run this kind of game. You're not going to do that. And a lot of times those guys, the players, they can't talk like we talk, and that's when that's pretty cool too, because a lot of these guys will say, man, we got your back, brother. We're not gonna let this buffoon over here who sound like he eating gumbo all day, every day, every hour, step in and tell you that you can't talk. The nerve, the bare-faced nerve.
When you look at Derek's season last year, it's obviously some highs and lows. You get that with every quarterback, but like what was kind of the main takeaway for you when you were kind of going back and looking through all that, and you know, how do you pull more of the highs out, I guess?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've followed his career since he's been drafted out of Fresno State, so I've seen, you know, I've been in his division and see him come back and beat us many times. So he's got a lot of talent. He's been with some really intelligent coaches, so he has a lot of football up in his mind right now, and we're just trying to slowly install our system and take it one day at a time.
What's up, Barbara?
You know, the main thing I'd say about that is I think he just has a grit about him, and I really love his grit and his smarts, and that's something that we're just going to keep building on with him.
Is there anything about what you've seen with him in the past that makes him a really good match for this system from the get-go?
Athleticism. You know, he's a really good athlete. You know, I think that's something that's not said enough about him. So, but no, that's the main thing that I saw.
Good point, Hakeem. Great point, bro. Not worried about AK. When have we ever had to worry about AK-41 being ready? If there were football games to be played right now, Elvin Kamara can play right now. He's always ready to play. I got to give it to that brother. I got to give it to him. There is no player on the Saints team that you can call out besides, a few people, but Elvin Kamara is always in tip-top condition. Always. he's always ready to go. You know, so, you know, like I said, I'm not going to worry too much about it because I know Alvin Kamara is super smart. And a lot of this offense is going to go through him. That's why I'm anticipating he's going to have a rock solid year this year.
Mills obviously had like a really unique role in this, in the offense. They've ran here for a long time. I don't know if that fits what you do in your scheme, but like you have to kind of look at what he did and try to figure out how it works in that.
Yes. You know, Taysom has been phenomenal here early. We've been kind of moving him in a lot of spots.
What's up, Malcolm?
His entire career, really intelligent guy.
Brother Malcolm.
Looking forward to just kind of, giving him a lot of volume early, and then we'll start narrowing it down as we get closer to the season.
What are some of the things just from last year being in San Francisco that you feel like were maybe influential on you, or were maybe like a learning experience or eye opening or anything like that?
Yeah, I would say just the entire organization. You know, starting with Kyle, the way that he runs the team and he runs the offense, and it was just a real pleasure to be around him last year and see his work ethic and see how he treats his players and that. You know, the way that he game plans.
This is the thing, though. Spice making some points. As a fan, AK not being there is more of a negative effect on improving the team's culture, if that is one of the off-season goals. I mean, I can't dispute your logic, but I could say that, you know, that's the.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lefort Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Like we heard what DeMario Davis says, but that's why it's involved. You know, these are voluntary, you know, they decide on if they're going to be there or not, but just because they're not there doesn't mean they're not working somewhere. Now, you know, of course I would love to see Alvin Kamara out there with the rest of them. I seen Jamal Williams out there running around and Kendre Miller out there getting their work in. Chris Olave was out there doing his thing, you know, doing it. And a lot of starters was out there handling the business. And I would love to see Elvin out there. I would love to see Laddie Dad and a few other players out there doing their thing as well. Cause you know, you just would love to see your best players out doing their thing. But like I said, it's voluntary. And most of these guys decide on whether or not they want to attend or not. And you know, I look at it and I can see both sides. I can see both sides because we're definitely in need of a culture transfusion. And we need to take the culture to the doctor, and we need to, it needs a transfusion ASAP. You know what I'm saying? We need to, it definitely need, the culture definitely needs a transfusion. It definitely needs that, because the reality is, like I said, it has not been very good over the last couple of years, man. It's been up and down and rocky. We've seen some bad football. We've seen a couple of good games of football, but not nearly as enough as what we need to be able to turn the tide where we break this damn streak of this, you know. But like I said, I could see both sides, man, and it's voluntary. So if he wants to chill, and I see you, Rico, so you can't blame him. No, I don't think it's blame. I don't know. Somebody might be blaming him in the chat, but I could see both sides of it. You know, it's voluntary. You can't really, if it was not voluntary and he was saying, hey, man, you better be here, and he doesn't show up, oh, yeah, you know, that's like, what's going on here? If it's not a really serious matter, then we understand. But when it's voluntary, you know, they have the option. Hey, man, I'm giving you the option to either you come on and work out with us or not. And they say, well, I'm gonna be over here doing it with my family, working out with my family. I'm good on it. I got you. I understand that too. So, you know, like I said, I can see both sides. Here we go.
And you guys have like a lot of young coaches on the staff, but also like some experience, especially on the offensive line side with Rick and John. How important was it for you to get two guys with a couple decades of experience and especially at that position?
Yeah, that was critical. It always is. I think, you know, Coach Dennison and Coach Benton are a huge piece of us having success, and really lucky, really fortunate to get to work with them again.
What do you want the identity of your offense to be?
Yeah, that's up to the players. You know, we gotta see what we're going to be good at, and that's to be determined. And they're off to a good start, though. It's not one thing, you know. It's not, and I think I've been really lucky to be around a lot of different guys. Whether it was the air raid in college, or you know, being in the West Coast, or being with North Turner and the digit system, and there's a lot of ways to do things. And I think that we're starting to work on what our identity is going to be. We're putting our offense in. We're taking it slow, and who we're going to be, like I just said, is going to be up to our guys more than it is about me.
When you came in the offseason, I took a look at kind of what happened to the offense last year. I think the Saints had the second worst yards per carry. When you like looked at it, could you identify kind of maybe why that was, or what your takeaway was, and was there an easy fix to that? It's probably never an easy fix.
Yeah. No, you know, we're just looking at the players in the roster and the guys we have, and we're moving forward, and we're trying to build on what we can be this year.
Obviously, offensive philosophies adapt and evolve all the time, but get paired with your dad all the time and his philosophy and Mike Shanahan's philosophy. Is there some things about those core principles that still ring and, you know, don't need to change?
Yeah, absolutely. That is our foundation. You know, those two guys, that's our bedrock. That's where we're starting. That's what Coach Dennison and Coach Benton are bringing. And, you know, what we do from there kind of, you know, we'll just evolve as we install our offense. But we want to have that same type of a foundation that Mike Shanahan started.
And is it fair to say, as simple as it sounds, the run game and the play-action passing game are still two great foundations to have in an offense? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can't play action if you can't run it. So we definitely got to be really cognizant about being good teachers and installing our run game.
How will you use your father as a resource going forward? I mean, you have a lot of your own experience now and probably your own ideas too. But how do you expect to use him, like a daily sounding board, or just once in a while when something hits you and you're like, I wonder what he thinks?
Yeah, every day, you know, I would talk to him most days, and you know, he's definitely going to be dialed in to what we're doing. And but I also have, you know, him, and I have Coach Dennison that's coached with him for so long, and that's really almost the same brain right there. So really lucky to get to work with Rick.
All right. Yeah, and Will says the identity is up to the players was an interesting response. I know I was going to stop it there, but I know I had a few to get through the rest of the interview. It's up to the players. That's interesting, because most, when you come into this type of situation, and listen, that's a comment I've heard him say, and it's been a few times that I've heard his interviews, stuff from other places, a lot of stuff from other places, and the interviews of two or three of them, I think he did, what, three of them so far? Maybe, yeah, three interviews with the Saints so far that we've actually caught, this one, the one, two, like three of them. He did one with WWL. And yeah, the comment about him saying it's up to the players, you know, which depends. I guess he's saying, well, whatever, you know, catches fire, we'll work with it. Well, that's not how the system works. That's not how we've seen. Well, I guess if it was Christian McCaffrey just caught fire with the system, he's like, man, let's ride the hot hand. You know, so that's very, and we have to keep an eye out on that one. Good catch, Will. I caught that and I was like, hold on now. I don't like to hear that. That's some bit of uncertainty, right? I don't like that. What do you mean? It was such a, well, with Derek Carr story. Oh, hold your horses here, buddy. Oh, we just going to get Derek Carr. We're going to ride Derek Carr. We're going to get in the car and we're going to take the car to the Super Bowl. Oh, hold on now, Jack. Hold on. Pump your brakes. All those car puns, man. All of them are valid. All right. Richard says, I think when it comes to Lat and AK from a fan standpoint, I don't blame them if they are not happy. But at the end of the day, those guys are professionals and under contract. They will be ready. Indeed. These are some of our best players, man. You know, Tuck says that if the players needed to be there, having a league make it mandatory, they're getting paid $1 million. That's right. They give them the option. I know a lot of people, I would love to see them out there, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, man, it is voluntary. They give them the option to, and you know, join us or not. You know, so they'll be ready when the time is come. What's up, L-Dub? What's up, Barbara? Shout out to Barbara as well. Richard, thank you for the comment. All right, Devin says, finally, a coach that understands the importance of the run game to open up the play action. Indeed, we've been calling that out for a while. Thank you for that. All right. Yes. Barbara says, he says, y'all ticking me off about this okra. All that about a Fozzie Bear talking crap. All right. Corey says, make it mandatory. OTAs is a normal job. Got meetings that you got to be at. Just make it the same. They're getting paid millions to play half the year. They can show up. LOL. All right. Thank you for that. He says, if they don't make it mandatory camp, then worry. You know, if they, right. Yeah, that's the problem. So like I said, voluntary is a big part of this thing. They can decide to do it if they want. Now, fam, there's a poll up that is for you guys to check out. It says, how do you feel about the potential change to OTAs being placed closer to training camp? That is a change the players want because they want an extended period of time to be able to, you know, recoup from injuries or just kind of have a rest on their bodies as opposed to the current OTA structure, which we've kind of gotten used to seeing it, you know, our players and whatnot. It's kind of spread it out. And I know how the NFL does it. It kind of spreads out everything in the offseason to keep support there. So they don't want too big of gaps in between things. You know, they want to make sure they keep stuff flowing. And that's one of the big things the NFL and most professional leagues struggle with is what they call the off season. What do we do to keep interest going in between the time when they're not playing? So they kind of set up the structure where you see all of these activities happening sparsely through the off season. If this is changed, then it'll kind of push things closer to camp. And what they're saying is they'll have a ramp up period from camp going up and these OTAs will be clumped with that. So that's the question I ask you. Do you guys like it right now? Out of all the people polled, and you guys can chime in, the majority of the family members polled, 82% say they like the idea. 18 says, don't like it. So yeah. That's right, Fozzie on that water. Yes, Fozzie was cutting up the other day, man. Yeah. All right, so anyway, let's move on, man. Let's hear from Taysom Hill. Now, we heard him, Clint Kubiak, talk at good detail about, you know, the offense and players involved in offense. He talked about Derek Carr. Taysom Hill, to me, in terms of what he was as a quarterback under the previous regime, was ineffective. Let's just be honest with you. He was a more effective weapon outside of that. The majority of his yardage came as a running back. He was, you know, he caught the ball as a tight end, a wide receiver, whatever you want to call him. He was just a guy that did a lot. He was even used a lot on special teams. You know, so he's just a phenomenal player, man, a versatile player. So if you are you're Clint Kubiak and you have Elvin, you have Kendra, you have Jamal, you have Taysom, you know, I'm saying that should be that's the vehicle in which you run your offense through, because you can count on those guys. I don't think of too many defenses that can counteract that. You know what I'm saying? When you have that, if you're using those guys in the correct fashion, how do you stop those guys? Seriously, how do you stop Elvin Kamara? If the Saints offense is doing what the offensive line is doing what it's supposed to do, how do you stop Elvin Kamara? And even if you say, as a runner, he's like, okay, listen, they can move. They can have plays where you have Taysom, Elvin Kamara, Kendre Miller on the field at the same time. Because you can split Elvin out as a wide receiver. You can move him all around the field in many different ways. And that's the greatness about the versatility of our players. We have some terrific, versatile players that are hard to stop, that are very hard to stop. So it should be no situation where the defense locks in on a certain player. Like if Elvin Kamara is used even as a decoy, they see Elvin out there split, put in a slot. Guys are going, wait, what the hell is going on? They got Elvin Kamara over there in the slot. What is he doing? Oh my goodness, we got to pay attention to that guy. You know, that's more of an opportunity for Rashid Shaheed to get funky, or for Chris Olave to do his thing. And then Taysom running around there, not to mention Juwan Johnson. We got players all over the damn place. We just have to have guys with imaginations to be able to utilize them, right? Well, let's listen from Taysom. This is from the other day. Here we go.
I think we're just getting to know each other, you know. Obviously, Clint and the staff has watched what we've done from afar, and, you know, I think we're just figuring out what exactly that's going to be for me and what that role is going to look like. And I think the nice thing is we've got a little time, you know, it's OTAs, so why not do some other stuff?
Are you excited about the new opportunities?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, you know. It's weird to say after 7 years of doing what I've been doing that I'm being asked to do things that I've never done before. But I think, like, that is exciting. That is exciting to me. And it's challenging, and I love to be challenged like that. So, man, I'm grateful for those guys creating unique opportunities and fun opportunities for me.
Sometimes you put your hand in the dirt and see moving around in the back.
You know, it's funny. I haven't had to practice my three-point stance for a little while, so I've been doing the tight end stuff. So that's a little more natural than you would expect, but certainly haven't done it out of the backfield like that.
I know you said it's early. Is it a little difficult, a lot of moving pieces for you early on, just trying to learn that offense?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to learn. So, look, it's one of those things that I think, you know, I haven't learned a new offense for 7 years, and you know, I think it's nice to be challenged, you know, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can, you know, and learning different positions and what that looks like. And, you know, it's one thing to know what it is on paper, but then, you know, to go do it, you know, against the defense and stuff is another thing. So that really has been a lot of fun.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this.
Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into five themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.